My fault. That's my bad. Let's get on this. Let's get on these bars.
Made 300 racks on some boards. Huh? Niggas trying to hate up on the game because we got they main.
I sat there the whole time without doing it.
From the south, we'll pull up to the north quick. Baby off the shows. Now she laughing and she snoring.
Huh? Look at that.
Back
to
Puerto Rican bitch and she gorgeous. She strip with 100 bands. We be on some Porsche. Huh? She jealous because I hit her friend. Now she wants some more dick. Nigga. Left her with the chatty face.
Why does he have such a West Coast flow? Call me daddy.
Hey, Brody, yeah. Real nigga took the charge. Shane Batty. Benz make her ass clap. Now we playing patty cake. Yeah.
You can patty cake.
Long, bitch. Fuck, I look like Sally Mae. I get on my mean shit when I go and grab the drink. Huh? Gave my mama a house in the car. She got the happy face. Huh? Took a bitch to go and eat some burgers. We having Krabby dates. Nigga, ops want some smoke, but they burnt. She a good girl. She took a trip with us. Now she turned up.
Basketball.
Yo, that's the basketball, my man.
I hit his hoe. Then I locked her out.
I'm David Stern now.
I be hitting hoes. You with your gang.
Nigga took the charge, Shane Batty.
That might be his hardest bar.
That's the hardest bar.
Never hoop before because your shooter's missing. Bitches mad because I don't give them time, but I don't do it.
That
was very nice. Okay. Very nice.
Welcome to the Toxic Ass Friends like, what the podcast. Gabby's like, what the hell did I sit down?
Gabby told me before we got on the mic, he was like, on the way down here, he was like, I was bumping some Onyx. I was like, Jesus. I'm like, did you fucking
oh my God.
Did you cut somebody on the way here too?
This nigga fell into a time machine. He was driving in a DeLorean.
Sometimes you got the shit on shuffle and it hits something you like.
Ooh. The Onyx is crazy. Onyx ain't never showed up on any shuffle that I've ever had going on. That's kind of nuts. Yo, how old are
you? He's 45.
How old is this nigga for real?
He's 45.
Somebody tell me. Welcome to the Toxic Ass Friends podcast, episode 51.
He's 51.
Episode 51. We're in here.
Age gracefully.
Gob is here.
Fitty.
Wes is here.
Yalga.
My man Paul in the building.
What's going on, everybody?
Ray in the back. Ralph in the back.
Yep.
We chillin'.
What it do? What it do?
What's going on, fellas? Y'all good?
I'm
good.
Good.
We're gonna talk, me and you, for sure. I don't know what happened, but he said something happened. I don't know what happened. What's going on, Wes? You good?
I'm chilling, bro.
Good.
Loving life.
Paul, you good?
Yeah, we said.
Yeah, let's get that.
Did we just here. Do this?
Yeah, let's get that. Let's get down to business here.
This is cool.
So,
those are good, yeah.
Very good.
These? Not so much.
No. Oh, I ain't even sip mine yet.
My bad.
About to try this mango chip.
I'm not going to like that one.
So you're batting one
that
for
is
one.
Horrendous. Exactly. Oh, my really? God.
I like that.
That is god awful. Like
that one's good.
This other like one?
Good.
Really good.
Yeah, that looks. This one? Is awful. Good.
This truly? Is terrible.
Nothing truly is good. That's mango chili. That's disgusting.
That sounds bad.
Good.
It's good.
It's good.
That's truly that nasty. Right now I see why you wanted to give that to me. Fuck you. You piece anyway. Of shit.
Dog, I picked up a strawberry hibiscus.
What does Ray call it?
Hiccabus.
He's
terrible. He says strawberry.
That's what happens when you don't know how to read.
All right.
I didn't take school that
But school. Thank you for whoever brought them.
Yeah, thank you.
You welcome.
Appreciate it.
Who brought them dogfishes, yeah?
I did both.
Yeah, he did
so
both.
He's a batting 50% today.
50%?
Oh, there's still Jack in the cooler if y'all want some of that.
Wow. Wow. Now there's Jack.
That's the 18 year.
Give me that.
My man.
All right. Listen.
Straight.
Let's
Cox
start.
County, Tennessee, Whiskey.
Let's start.
Knox County.
Let's start here, and then we can go on from there. Wow. Look how much Jack is left.
There might be a Hennessy in there.
Look how much Jack
so
is left.
So disappointing.
This
right
nigga's
now.
Hilarious. There you go.
Line
that's disgusting.
Up.
That's nasty, but line him up. We'll start here. I just want to.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I want to thank all of you guys for coming to the party. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to thank you guys for all of the support and all the platforms and posting and all that shit like that for the book. Appreciate that shit.
Did you like how the photos came out?
I did. A lot of people did. I sent them.
What if he was like, no, that shit was the worst.
No, I actually sent them. I sent them out. I had to email like mad different people and send them out. They were actually like, oh, shit, you caught this or whatever. So those are actually thank you again for taking all the pictures and shit like that. And we'll see what happens, you know, going forward from there. But I appreciate all y'all coming. I appreciate y'all being there. It was dope. It was a good time.
Word, it was. And
nah, real talk. It was a good time.
It was chill.
And nah, it was a vibe.
Place was good. Service was good. Yeah. It was good.
Definitely, yo.
I thought I was the first person there, and then I walked in. I seen Wes.
Come on, man. I made it a point to be on time because I know how Sis is punctual with that. But no, yo, real talk, Sis. Like, I'm proud of you, bro. Like, to accomplish that, bro, and you know, and just to see the level of support.
Listen, I got home. I went like this.
Wow.
That's more than what I could do.
Word.
That was nuts.
No, that's crazy though, bro. So like, you know,
threw it on the counter. I was like, I ain't gonna see that thing.
No, man. I was like, yo, that's a lot of pages.
It's a lot.
It's propping up his TV as we speak.
Yeah.
Pass him down.
My book would have been 6 pages, yo. Start to finish.
One word each page.
Yeah. With 3 pictures in it.
Jesus Christ, you could smell.
No, that's what's up, though, bro. That's good, yo. And
that's what's
I hope, you know, continue success with that, bro. And that's why I've been posting and doing everything.
Man. I appreciate
you know
that.
Mean? So, yo, we're all proud.
I got niggas that don't even post, so that's why I said I appreciate
you. Trying to get a cut.
Oh, hell yeah. I want to be in the movie.
I got niggas that don't even know how to use the internet. So
I want to be in a movie.
You know how it is.
You trying to be an extra.
We'll I don't want to be an extra. Out. I want to roll. I want to say something.
We'll figure out how much love is in the air, you know, a couple months in. We see how much we sold. We see what we did. We'll see how much real love is in the air outside of you fake ass niggas saying congratulations and not buying books. Fuck y'all niggas.
Yo, I'm actually putting on.
I need to get a gunshot audio on that shit.
Yeah, word.
I'm putting that shit on my Discord.
Oh shit! This what? Nigga I'm put me on the Discord.
I'm putting my Discord on.
You know what that means?
So but different community.
No, I was like, damn, I've been trying to get into the.
No,
Discord
I heard Discord. Like what?
Are what?
Discord?
You see, I said Discord.
Discord?
I don't know what you think about.
You sign up to different ones, or you just
I have different Discords. Like you know, like
Discord is an app, correct?
Yeah, it's an app, and it's like
and you can
communities.
Find different rooms to
things. So you
it's
know,
more like
it's like Minecraft.
It's Reddit.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like Reddit. So I post some stuff on there too.
So like you know, I said, I appreciate y'all just for that alone because there's a lot of people.
Did you get approval before you posted on there?
What's wrong? Well, on the dick cord?
Yeah. Because if not, we're
going to court.
Go outside and make you drink one of them classic margarita Trulies.
You learn how to act right.
That's your punishment.
Okay. I can't wait.
Okay. That got weird. But no. But yeah, you know, party was kind of crazy. Ended up back at my house. A lot of people, all of y'all went home and Gob showed up by himself.
I ain't go home. I had a family, but I had a kids party.
No, yeah, I know you had a kids party or whatever. But that just, it actually made the story sound better and now you just ruined it. Here we go. All right.
You're making me a liar.
All right, here we go.
Not Let's a liar.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Anyway.
I probably would have
So gone. Then Gob shows up and... My dad is parking my car in the driveway for some reason, even though he told me he couldn't drive. Mm-hmm. I got in his car and drove his car, but then he hopped in my car and drove my car home behind me in his car.
Wait, I got a question real quick. You figured out how to drive his car?
I did figure out how to put it in drive.
Remember, we were having issues with that.
Yo, I still don't know how to. I wouldn't say that I know how to drive the car.
But you got it from point A to point B. Got it.
To my house. But I don't know how the mirrors go in and out. There must be a special button or something.
All right, so real quick story time. So I was shooting footage, you know, for Sis. Sis wanted to do I want to do kind of the walk-in, get out the car type deal. So I was like, all right, I got you. I'll do it. My man's drove his pop's car.
Well, we're walking out. My dad's like, yo, the Cadillac's outside. Here, take the keys.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, bet.
Bet.
Bond, this car way nicer than mine.
So
you pull up to the dude's party.
Wait. Like, so Sis parks the car, right? So I can start shooting the footage. But this whole time, we don't notice that the side mirrors are fucking up. They're not.
They didn't come out.
Supposed
well,
to.
Don't forget the part where you were trying to start filming and I was in the spot and I couldn't get the car in drive.
He couldn't get it in
I didn't
drive.
Know how. I'm clicking the shifter because it's just like a click.
You think it's 2025?
Yeah. So I'm clicking it.
That shit is.
I'm dead ass, bro. I swear to God, I'm in the car like this. I'm clicking it. Click, click, click. It won't go in drive. And I'm like, bro, how the fuck do you put this car in drive? Like, and then I clicked some side button, threw it back. It went in neutral. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm on the right track. And I clicked it again. And then it finally went in drive. But the mirrors didn't come out.
That's so, crazy.
So I drove it and I parked it. And when I parked it, like he said, he's filming the video, and the mirrors never come out. So I'm like, bro, fuck it. I need to get back to the party. Let's just film this shit. I got to put the car back. And I throw it in reverse. The mirrors don't come out.
Oh, shit.
So I'm literally looking out the back like this, trying to figure out. I'm like, yo, we got to go old school. I got no camera. It did have a camera, actually, but the camera's like super small because the screen's not big in there. And I'm like, I got to go old school. I got to look out the rear. I ain't done this in I don't know how
long. You're not even sure you got your hand in
it? Yeah, I don't even know if I can do it right. And then I park it and I get out and I look at him. He's like, that's not bad. I was like, yo, I did that with no mirrors. I was like totally terrified I was going to crash my dad's car right there in the parking lot. But he only got in my car drunk as shit and drove it back to my house. But then we go in the house. It's like, how many people you think were there when you pulled
up?
There
was a good like 30.
My whole street was
like 30, 40 people there.
My whole street was like blocked.
Your pops is a vibe though. That man's hilarious.
That nigga is different. And then God walks in. He's like, yo, let's get fucked up. I'm like, all right. I'm like, okay. I proceed to get fucked up.
That's Gob.
Yeah, I proceed to get fucked up. Gob's in the kitchen. We're just standing there. Everybody's talking shit. And honestly, it went dark from there. I don't remember. I don't remember what happened. You got to fill me in.
I like how Gob's.
Oh, I don't remember either.
That's correct.
Ah, beautiful.
All I know is we started taking drinks.
We started taking drinks.
This and that.
I got a story about Gob from Saturday, too.
What happened?
None. He's all right. He was supposed to meet up with us at Abigail's.
Yeah, that never happened.
It was like 7 o'clock.
No, I figured that because when we were leaving, he was like, "Where are you going?" Now, mind you, yo, Steve is a slow fucking driver.
Oh yes.
Oh my God, I've drove with Steve too in his Beamer. He left so slow.
He left first, and then he was like, "Yo, we got a table at Abigail's in like 30 minutes." Slow. And I'm like, oh, I was like, "All right." So he leaves first, then. Ray's like, what are you doing? I was like, I live down that way. You know, Coyle don't really want that many people there. I'm going home. Right? I got a limited amount of time. I got to go home and watch the baby. So I was like, I'm going to Abigail's. He's like, all right. And then Gob's like, what are you doing? I was like, we're going to Abigail's. And he was like, I'm going to go to Coyle's. And I was like, all right, let me know. So he lives. I leave last. I get to Abigail's first.
I have something to do with that. That's because of me.
No, but Steve, then he got there.
No, I get it. But the reason why Steve got there last is because I asked Steve to take me home first.
Steve still drives slow. Oh,
no, he's matter what. Still not paying for Ubers over here, bro.
Steve drives slow.
I told him, I was like, yo, just drop me off home.
Steve drove me.
Because I got some shit to do at the house, which was really just
you sitting
getting high and yeah, eating the that food was, that. That was in the
you
box.
Doing shit at that house.
The one not that, the one that you didn't drop. The and one that you didn't drop.
And then I started watching a movie and I fell asleep.
Nobody was doing anything productive after that fucking party.
Well, I went to a kid's party.
So if you recall that productive.
So Gobby was supposed to link with us because he called me when we were at Abigail's. I think Vega just left.
I had to leave. I got the call. Like, I got to come get my daughter.
So he goes. Yeah. So he goes to me. He's like, yo, right, I'm going to link up with you. I don't hear from Gob. I go to my boy house. Wheezy. Shout out to Wheezy. And I walk into the house. I'm like, yo, where the fuck Gobby at? He said, he went out with his sister or brother. He's like, nah, he upstairs. He gone. Yo, it's 8:45.
Bro, shit was flowing. Bro, listen.
8:45, this guy was bomb. I didn't shit see was him flowing. Today.
Niggas went to the bar and just started grabbing every bottle they could find Jesus from my bar. And we stopped. Because we ain't know how many people were going to come. So we stocked. We had two of everything. Mm-hmm. And everybody's pulling bottles out. We pulling stuff out the fridge.
Celebrating, bro. I love
we pulling it. Waters, too, just in case.
Like, stay hydrated. I love
hydration
it.
Hydration situation.
At one point, he was in my dining room talking to somebody. I don't know who he was talking to.
I don't know who that was, yo.
And then my aunts were in the living room looking at my wedding album. We were all in the kitchen surrounding the island. And then I had people in the backyard and people on the patio. Like, there was just people everywhere. And I was just like,
yeah, the house party.
Bro, but I don't, there's a lot of the house party that I don't remember.
Oh, like, that was bad. That was before that. That was at the
oh,
at
what
the
happened
spot.
At the thing? You got to tell me.
So I have no idea who this guy was, yo.
Who, what did he look like?
White.
He was.
You
he
got
was
a lot of white friends that all look like cops. I ain't gonna lie.
Pushback, he had a beard.
They're all cops?
He's not white.
Huh? He had like a beard.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican and white. Oh, like, he's half and half.
He came in with a chick?
Yeah.
So
he's Puerto Rican and white Irish.
So he walks in. He's saying hi to somebody. I'm talking to Wes and his wife. Guy looks at me and he's like this.
Yeah, that's Remy.
Hold on. Remy. For folks who.
What the fuck is this? I have no idea. So
that's Remy.
He wiggles his fingers.
I do it back.
So, I don't know what he was doing, but I did it.
I didn't see this happen.
I have no idea what that is.
But
yo.
My wife saw it. She looks at Gob. She's like, "You know him?" And I was like, "No, I don't."
That's him right there.
So, yo, can we leave that as like an inside joke?
No, because we met him at the barbecue last time we had there. He has the Asian girl.
She's not Asian. She's Spanish.
I was like, looks Asian.
That ass. She's
sorry.
I mean, she's Spanish. So I don't know.
He played baseball.
Yes.
Yeah, we met him at the last barbecue.
Not him.
No, it was somebody
so
else.
Who else was it? Would it be?
I have no idea. But
it was a small.
Somebody
like,
did.
And then to make
no, it. No, he wild. Did it twice.
That's so wild.
Then, I think he's saying he's saying hi to somebody at the door. Then he looks back at me. And he's like,
"Where was she sitting at?
In the center. That
in that big long center table.
Yeah." Oh, so then I do it back again. I'm like,
oh, he might have been.
So then he goes around. I guess he goes around to say hi to all his people.
Yeah.
And then he comes towards Gob. And he's just like, he comes to go say, "What's up?" And Gob is like, "All right."
He's prepared. He's like, yeah.
But I guess at that moment, he realized.
Like, I don't know this dude.
I don't know this dude.
Like, mid.
Like, he was already committed.
Like, committed. Like,
so he probably thought you were my boy.
Yo, I'm like, what's going on? So I shake his hand. I'm like,
that is
I'm
hilarious.
Like, so, but here,
shakes my hand. The guy looks at Wes and his wife and was like,
"Hi,"
and walks away.
like, you know that, you know that Key and Pel skit with the Barack Obama. Like,
oh my god, it's my favorite skit.
And then he's like, "Hi," and that's how I knew. He knew he fucked up.
Nice to meet you.
He didn't
I
know.
Didn't see him again, but I'm just like, what
I don't know what that means, but that's fantastic.
I think that's just what I need to find out that is. Gob was like. He was like three drinks in when we got there.
Nah, but he saw it.
He saw it.
My wife saw it. We both saw it. She was like, I didn't see it. My wife saw it.
Somebody let us know what this is. Huh?
I wonder who that was.
I don't know. When you figure out what that means.
Yeah.
That's something Remy would do. That's why I just assumed it was him.
Oh, it was Remy?
No, I thought it was Remy, but he said it's not.
Was somebody else.
Because I assume Remy would do that. Remy would go up to a total stranger and do some dumb shit like this. That's his vibe. Like, that's 100% what he would do. Mm. So, like, when people say somebody did something like that, I automatically assume it was him. Because that's 100% what he would do. Like, not a thought in my mind would not think it wasn't him.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. Find out. I don't know what that is.
I'm sorry, man. I'm glad you had a good time, though.
We had a good time.
Other than that, I had a good time.
Had a good time. What's going on with y'all, man? Y'all good?
Damn, I'm
good. You got some topics for me?
No, you didn't send them out.
No, Paul's supposed to send them out.
Nah, you know I ain't doing that.
Y'all nigga said I talk too much.
Oh, shit. Who said that?
Gob said
that. Oh, by the way, we owe you an apology.
For?
Because you weren't here for episode 50.
Yeah.
And we had another real conversation.
Episode after I left?
Yeah.
50.5?
What was that? 50 point? Yeah, what was that? Is that 51?
Was it 50 or was it one of our episodes? One of our episodes.
Oh,
we had like
y'all did it
adult conversation.
Oh, yeah. Y'all always do that.
And we're like, oh, shit. Sis is going to kill us now.
I always do that shit when I'm going. It's annoying as fuck.
Y'all it's not because you're black.
Niggas want to talk about y'all feelings.
I saw this. It says Family Matters star Joanne Marie Payton reveals that Julia White once tried to fight her on set.
Yo.
Who's Julia White?
Julia White is Urkel.
Harry.
Jaleel White. Harry? I thought you said Julia. I was like, the fuck is Julia?
Wait, yeah. Urkel try to fight Harry Winslow?
Let's go.
That's wild.
Why not? Fuck that nigga.
Fuck who? Harriet?
Yeah, fuck Harriet.
What'd she do? That's what I'm saying. Like, can you imagine, like, Urkel?
You did something to Urkel.
Like, hey, you almost smacked this bitch. Like, they got to hold
the whole bag. The whole set is all day them just calling him a fucking nerd.
Yo, hold up. Let me take these suspenders. I'm about to fuck this bitch up, yo.
Nah. He wasn't Urkel. He was Stefan.
Oh, that's Stefan. What it was.
You got to relax. I know what we can talk about.
Uh-oh. You know it's about to be fired because he's got his finger.
I tell you what we can talk about, and we can all celebrate it. But I called it.
Oh, I already know. Shit, go ahead.
I called it on episode 49 and episode 50.
Talk that talk.
Because I was listening to it today, and y'all were like, yo, chill. Take it easy, yo. Mm-hmm. You going crazy. Fuck that nigga, bro. That nigga sitting at home. That nigga's in Greece. Bitch ass. Bitch ass.
Which one?
This nigga got swept.
I already
knew. This nigga got swept.
God don't like ugly.
These niggas got swept. That's like getting shut out in the NFC Championship game.
You want to know who's the last team to win a playoff game in New York? Go ahead. You know.
Oh, God. That made it even worse. Don't
bring up past
don't,
shit.
Don't bring not, my don't none bring of my our wrath teams are here way. In the fucking Don't bring my wrath your way either. Hey, man, what's going on? Oh, those are Paul's Nets, right?
No, the Paul's Nets?
Oh, because they got swept.
Those Paul jumped Nets. Off that wagon.
Yeah, they got
I know. Swept. I just like the way KD plays.
Oh, yeah, man. I love it, too. Okay. All right. All right. Yo, clap it up for him, though, yo, because it's going to be a great season next year.
At least he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, Ben Simmons got back surgery. That's dope, right? But he was supposed to play.
Debo stayed in.
That's awesome. Debo's going to stay.
Yeah.
He has no fucking choice, so he's fucked at that point.
He's staying in San Fran?
Yeah.
He has no choice. He's under contract. What is he going to do? Not play? That would be silly.
Yeah, part of the new CBA is if you don't play, you don't get paid.
Keep playing.
Dunna.
We got him for another year.
Well, I'm glad y'all are as excited about them getting swept as I am.
Oh, I love it. I fucking hate the Brooklyn Nets.
No, no. I was watching some old Spurs championship games from like 2003.
That and Bob Ross.
God love him. Making trees.
You love can't it go wrong with Bob Ross.
I was watching David Robinson just yam on motherfuckers. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to play that fucking that reel that you sent to the chat.
I don't know. I was just finding them if you're talking about them.
Nah, the one.
Oh, Wes was going crazy.
I was just finding them, bro.
Nah, what's the one? Oh, this one. Yeah. The one with the fake college cap? Oh, my God. This is the funniest
That's
shit
fucked
ever.
Up, though, bro. Which one? All
right, we're going to preface
with,
this.
With the fake college?
Yeah, with the fake college cap. We'll play that one. All right, so yeah, I'm going to play it right now. So,
the group chat that I'm not part of?
Well, it's a toxic group chat, you know, on the podcast.
I'm still like, EP.
PD's nuts, nigga.
Wow. Wow. Hey, yo, fuck your book, yo. All
right, nah, dead ass though, for real. Listen.
Where did that second book come from?
For the people that can't see it, right? Because you're not going to be able to see it, but you're going to be able to hear it. So this kid just hits a game winner, and this guy dressed up in an LSU shirt comes up to him as a fake college scout.
Yeah,
and this
LSU
is super foul, up, but it's super fucking funny. So we're going to play it. Hold on. We're going to play it right now. So my man hits the game winner.
I like what I saw out there. What's your name?
Sebastian Mack.
You got a lot of heart in you.
Appreciate that.
What do you think about playing ball at?
Korean schools, UCLA, LSU is on my list.
Like white girls? We got the baddest white girls in the cold country. I'm being for real. Snow bunnies all day, every day.
It only gets better.
You can handle all that? They're big bodies, too. You might have to take one for the team. I'm going to look at you.
I'm going to look at
okay.
you.
Keep it up.
That nigga said I'm down for whatever.
He said we don't discriminate.
He said this is like, a big one.
He said, they're big bodies. You might have to take one for the team. Man.
You might have to.
He said, nah, I'm down. I'm sure. For sure. I'm down.
You go home.
I'm mad. Going home.
You tell your dad.
Telling your parents, LSU, I'm committed.
I'm committed to LSU.
I'm committed.
I just got to take one for the team.
The LSU scout comes to your game.
I just got to fuck a couple white girls.
You like white girls? I don't discriminate.
A couple big bodies.
You look at his dad, I need to get my weight up.
Some big body white girls.
Some big body bitches.
That's a big spectrum.
My
right
boy
there.
Said we got the baddest snow bunnies ever.
It could mean anything.
That is so
yo,
crazy.
But give it up to him. He was so committed.
Yo, like, straight face.
Yo, he wasn't.
He did not break character, like, not for a second.
That was the best part about
literally.
That. He did not break character. He
not one second.
One
dude.
Time. Because the kid's confused. He's like, huh?
Huh? Yeah, he thinks he's laughing. Like,
this is my moment.
The team.
Can you imagine hitting a game winning shot and somebody coming up with you with that?
How with a clipboard. Be, homie had a clipboard.
To, and then he hit the clipboard he hit as the, he hit the game winning shot.
And he points at him. He points at him. He's like,
how am I supposed to be serious? How? I don't understand how you do that, yo. These dudes are getting crazy. The internet is a great place, but it's such an awful place because niggas is doing goofy shit.
Never fails.
But everybody's doing goofy shit now. Like, it just like, people literally do stuff. Just
a reaction?
Just to see you react. Like,
I get sucked in that black hole because I'm
whoa.
Like,
easy.
I'm, Jesus.
Take it easy.
Wow. And that's why I be posting these stuff because I be seeing, I'm like, oh, these guys will like this. put that on there.
You, these guys were like,
the only time I think about it, only every time you send that, I think like, yo, this nigga really has nothing to do. Nah, what is this nigga doing?
It's like different spurts of the time of day, you know what I'm
saying? Nah, it's like we have another group chat and I know when one of my boys is off.
Yo,
because they be flying, in, right?
Flying crazy.
So, yo,
like,
today
too early for this. I'm like,
today
oh,
I had to tell myself, I had to, all right, let me stop, bro, because these guys probably.
He's like,
crazy
yo, this thing
right
is
now.
Set.
Now the dude hit homie with the
badoom.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That dude was like, the Terminator, though.
He came just, back.
Bro, but
he,
what about
came
that
back
one?
From
I don't know
fast,
if that was,
that's how much he ate that. Shit.
Yo, he got up and walked away.
Yeah, he got up.
No, he ran after.
No, he was gonna. He got to get homie back because he made his head hit the back desk and the front desk.
And then there's that one with that. I don't know if it was a chick or a dude that went across the log and then punched the duck.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Yo, you be sending us a wild shit, bro.
I was like, how does
your
this
time,
go?
Your timeline is Steve's timeline.
He fucked that duck up, though.
He did. You're like
that duck got fucked up.
That duck
he knocked that duck out. Yeah.
What's up with
you? Know the accuracy?
Yeah,
like
to hit a duck.
To hit a flying duck. Like,
what's up with your timeline and Steve's timeline? Because yeah, y'all be sending like the weirdest shit.
Bro, I just I'm doing following Steve. I'm doing it for the pod.
Steve got some.
If y'all
wild
don't
shit.
Follow Steve, please follow Steve. Steve's IG be
oh
all
my
over.
God. Steve on the where he on the beach right now?
All I saw
he's in Miami, Florida. At the
yeah,
moment.
He,
well, you know
he literally
exactly
took
he
a picture
F1,
of Miami
F1 racing,
and then the next picture is a Ferrari, and you're like where the,
dude,
fuck
the fuck
are you?
He's probably
you know exactly where Steve's at.
He's probably sitting at the beach right now reading your book, bro.
That nigga ain't reading shit.
I know,
because I know if I was in Miami, I ain't reading my book either. Tell you right now, if I'm in Miami, I'm not reading that shit either. Okay. His mad ass.
Steve
on the
told
beach.
Me that day on Saturday. He's like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I probably got one more good pod left in me.
wait. Say that again. Say that again. What'd he say?
Time.
That shit like
it's about time.
Like it was like,
he breaking
finally
news.
Admitted it.
Yeah,
it's about fucking time.
He's
bro.
Like, I think I got just like one more left in me.
Oh
I'm like,
my
well,
God. I can't hear you. What happened?
How you gonna retire?
His girl must have listened.
Go. Eventually. Oh yeah,
and you may have seen
to.
Like a clip.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I got that a lot at his party.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where people were like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I know you.
Oh yeah, yo, everyone was like, are those the podcast guys? I was like, yeah.
Like, oh no,
that's weird. Y'all know them niggas? Like that's kind of strange. They're like, yeah, I recognize you.
They know us, but we don't know them.
Facts.
And then Steve introduces his girl, and she goes, yeah, I heard a lot about you. I go, oh, that might not be good. And I go, whatever it is, half of it's true.
It's for content purposes only.
I felt bad. I didn't get to like really talk to her like a lot.
Very smart.
But she came out. I talked to her for a little bit. But like as soon as I sat down to go and talk to them and talk to her, my dad marched that white lady in the party. And things just got
oh, yeah, with
completely.
The kid.
Yeah,
with the kid.
See, you saw. Okay. At least somebody
when
saw.
I went to the bathroom, I saw them sitting.
Yeah. Yo, by the way, that bathroom was mad invasive.
Mad
was it? I've never been in the bathroom there.
Yo, it's just an awkward place.
You open
place.
The door.
Yeah.
Someone's going to. You're literally.
It's like right there. I've never been to the bathroom.
Someone's going to see your dick.
Yeah.
It's like unavoidable.
Oh,
you might as well just put it in the middle of the bar.
Like, the door opens and there's just dick there.
I remember asking, where's the bathroom? She's like, right there. I'm like,
right, just follow the dick.
Usually when you go to
follow the dick.
Just walk around
follow
once you
see
a big dick, that you know you're in the right place.
I've never been in the bathroom.
I think like, one of you guys opened the door and it was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, there's another stall here, bro. Like
he's like, oh,
with
oh,
dick
oh,
in
oh,
hand, dick in hand.
Let me walk past your dick.
Yeah.
And then I'll get
sorry.
get to the
yeah, let me stop peeing so you can walk through.
Yo, it's crazy, bro.
That shit was right there, bro.
Like, yeah, that's bro. Like the only thing that was off about the place. Like, why you put it?
And then Wes is like,
so nuts.
Can you fucking close the door?
Like, why you put it?
I feel a breeze.
Literally.
Wes had his whole ass out.
like a second grader.
Yo, the bartender sticks his head in there. He's like, yo, you want a drink, bro? What are you going to be there a while?
You could probably order a drink from the bathroom.
Yo, you can.
Hey, yo. He said you pee like a second grader.
Close the door.
His pants are at his ankles and shit.
You're like leaning toward. You know, like you piss
like you go to pee in the stall.
You had to lean forward so the guy could get through. I'm like,
yo, have you run into going to the bathroom and finding a dude that still drops his shit to his ankles?
No,
has that happened to you before?
That's hilarious.
I'm sweeping. If I see
that's
this,
happened
I'm
to me,
sweeping the leg.
Like that's happened to me.
I would take a picture. I shit you not. I'll
bro,
take a picture.
That has happened to me, and it's It's still fucking hold on, weird, hold on. Man.
You walked in and it was like that?
Yes.
Or you were like, peeing and someone came in?
No, I walked in and he was already like that.
Why?
I walked in the bathroom and he was already like, I was at a rest stop. Yo.
No.
No, I walked in and he was already like that. He was at the last stall. He's already like that. He's got his pants at his ankles. I'm like, bro,
my son does that. I have to tell him, like, no, you got to don't do that.
See, when you're a kid, it's different though, because I used to do that shit, too.
But, yeah.
But, like, this is a grown ass. I was at a rest stop at the one in Carteret.
You got to upgrade. You go from ankles to knees to thighs.
Yeah, and then you
to the waist.
Then you zipper. Then you
he has a bad dad.
He has a bad dad.
Wow.
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 Are we taking these shots, though?
Oh, sorry.
I've been sipping on mine.
Oh, my fault. Oh.
Salute.
Cheers, boys.
Shot.
Salute to the Action of Spirit. Go buy my book, okay?
Thanks. Buy that shit, bitches.
Go buy that shit.
Still don't know how the second book got up there.
It was always here.
Was it?
Yeah.
You didn't see it. Obviously,
you were sitting over there.
Obviously, I'm not a visual person. Cheers.
Mm. That's gross. All right.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah. Ah. Woo!
Marinated in that course.
Oh, God. What else y'all got for me, man? God, what's going on, man? What you got for me?
Two for two.
What you say?
I said, where the white bitches?
Let's go, nigga. You know that's the vibe.
Kowal's book club.
LSU got the white
bitches.
Hey,
don't do that. Don't do that. Those are respectable women.
LSU got the...
Do I edit?
Nah, you can leave it in there. Oh, they're just going to be happy to be shout out.
Yay.
What's the name of the book club?
Shout out to the book club, man.
Book Nerds.
Book Nerds. Yeah, shout out to the Book Nerds.
Yeah, shout out to the Book Nerds.
They're really proud for you. When you sign out, it's like, yes,
shout out to the Book Nerds.
Sure were. They were excited.
They do. They're moving behind the scenes heavy for the book right now.
That's what's
up,
bro.
They on Bookstagram.
How many books do you guys read?
Like a year?
No, like a month.
A month? It depends on the month. One of the girls in the group, she got three kids, so like it depends.
Three kids?
Ooh. Yeah.
She finds time to read?
God, yeah. Man. Believe it or not, it's crazy. She still reads more than me, but some months, like, she has a bad month, and, like, she only read one instead of reading her normal, like, five.
Ew.
You could get through five books.
So what do you guys do?
I've done four 1 month, like, a good four. Average, like, 300 pages, usually. 300, 400 pages. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So what do you, after you guys read the book, what do you guys do?
We discuss the book. Time out. What's up?
You read a 400-page book.
And usually
multiple times in a month?
Yeah, usually like two. It probably take me like a week and a half, maybe.
I'll give you out a review on this next year.
when the first episode
drops. If you're lucky.
Part two drops, Gabby's going to have part one.
Part two drops, going to be like, yo, let me tell you about chapter five, bro.
I tell you right now.
How many
I'm going to finish reading the book. Somebody's going to say some shit and be like, where the fuck was that? What chapter was that? It's cold.
Guys gonna be in the parking lot. Guys gonna be in the parking lot of the second book release. Like, son of a bitch.
God damn it. Motherfucker got the second one out already. Motherfucker.
He's gonna get the Evi. He's like, God damn it, there's another one.
I also did the party like that. I'm gonna text specific reason.
Yo, can you postpone this?
You said you did a party like what?
I did the party like that specifically for that reason because I was afraid that like if I threw it like weeks later. Like more people would have read it than other people, or less people would have read it than other people, mm-hmm. and then certain people there, would be talking about
be
it,
out of the loop,
and you wouldn't have any idea what everybody was talking about.
Nah, yeah, I like.
So
that.
I did it when no one knew anything about it. Word. No one knew anything. That's what the props and the shits were for. So you got kind of a feel for it, which everyone really enjoyed it. So that was like that was cool.
Yeah, the props are dope. The props are super dope.
I thought that was a good. I thought that was a good touch.
Was it your idea? Or?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I thought that was a good touch. I did all of it, honestly. Carolyn did the cupcakes. That was it. I did
she went to go pick up the cupcakes.
She
it.
Did.
Oh, shit.
I did everything else.
Well, she was a supporting wife.
She was. No, she's great. She
pushed that book.
She's dope. You know, she let me do that shit and leave me alone so I can do it.
The nights that she wanted to
go. Yeah, that's a big deal.
She sacrificed.
Just having the...
I mean, just having somebody to just step away from you for a second and let you do facts. What you got to do.
That's like, big. That's, especially with the marriage and all that shit.
That's what I mean. And, you know.
Shout out to Carolyn.
How long are you going to be able to do some shit like that? Exactly. Where you can just, you
like,
know.
Yeah.
Like oh, I'm doing this.
I'm to, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like leave me alone kind of thing, right? I mean, of course, I took my time. Like, I took time that I could find, but, like, you never know. But, That shit is the, you know.
This nigga look like a war hero.
That shit is lit. Shout out to the book nerd, Joe. We lit.
Shout out to the book nerd.
I mean, they moving out there on Bookstagram for the boy. You know it was a thing? Bookstagram?
Nah, what is that? Is that an app?
This guy was a
nerd. Nah, it's like a hashtag. It's like their own community. It shit is nuts. Oh, I didn't know.
Like Black Twitter?
Yeah, it's like Black Twitter. Oh, shit. But on Instagram.
Nobody got a hand job in cargo shorts since.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? How'd you get to that topic?
This guy walked in like a fucking war hero.
Ralph came in the door like.
The guy had PTSD.
From on the ground.
That's not. It's not funny. We're just saying.
It's not funny. Like, meanwhile,
that
you got
shit
this
is real.
Chocolate in the back.
I came in from the cold.
He came in looking like a fucking bootleg Fidel Castro.
Walked in like John J. Rambo.
But he was cold. Sick fucks, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's cold. It got cold. It got cold outside.
Shout out to Steve. Shout out to Steve out there in Miami.
Taking that.
You know what I mean? We doing that thing. Shout out to Steve. That's my man right there. Steve Crazy.
Yeah, shout out.
Steve is on his best behavior. Facts.
He didn't even sit with us.
And not at all.
Word, we had to go to
we
him.
Had to go to
at all.
Like, that's crazy.
I was like, yo, Wesley got Wesley
he
got
wasn't
the
shit
way to get
too
much
no,
chairs.
No. Not sitting like, with y'all. Nah,
I got chairs there. And everything and then
nope.
Who got tight? Somebody got tight. I think it was
everybody was getting tight about this.
Not you, but I think wife
the
was
table.
Like, why we gotta go over there? Fuck, we over here, bro.
Oh,
over
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
I was just like,
yeah, something like that. Yeah, she comfortable.
I was like, yo, get up. Well,
get your ass up.
We all somehow migrate. I think who
well,
was
yeah,
first?
That's what happened.
Well, we went over there to go talk
just
to
say
Steve.
What's up.
Okay, yeah, and that's when you came back.
And then
and
we came back, and then y'all went over.
Yeah,
then we went over.
And then I came.
And then I was, I'm not
gonna
sit at this table by myself.
But then after that, me and my wife was like, I guess we're gonna go. I was like, okay.
I never had a table. It was miserable. I never got to sit down.
Bro, you were the host. You don't get to sit.
I think Paul spoke to us twice.
Facts.
He tried. You could tell that he
was trying. Like,
sure.
I was really
I gotta make
really
sure I go to the table at least once.
Like, I was really trying, like, hard.
Hosting is not easy.
But I was also trying to eat and trying to make sure everyone wasn't, like, going fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then people kept coming up and asking me, like, I need my book. And I'm like, yo, I told y'all niggas 100 times. I'm signing them shits at the end. Leave me alone. Bro, like, how many times I gotta say that shit?
I need my book.
I think people just underestimated the amount, like,
no, it's a lot of people, here, bro.
Well, even the guy underestimated that.
No, I'm just saying, like, when you saw the amount of books that you had, like, I don't know if you had them stashed somewhere else, but
yeah, that's
like,
what I did. I
when
had
you,
them,
when
yeah.
you got there, you only saw like a little pile of books.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People were probably like, "Nah, I need to get my shit."
Right,
he's
yeah.
about to get sold.
Damn,
sell out.
Marketing,
sell out,
best
bro.
Marketing.
Damn,
just put a little stack versus the
put
big
a little
stack.
Raise the demand.
No, I know because that shit, that's
it's rare.
Bro,
rare.
I'm not. Gonna, I didn't even open my book.
Came in.
You better open it.
I'm not open.
Oh, that's digital. A collector's item, my nigga.
Collector's
like,
item.
Like,
frame
yo,
that
he's
shit,
only
dog.
Got like five over there, and I was like, nah. Like,
you know what? Nah. I wish you put something else when you sign the book.
I'm sorry. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Good thing you know me, and I can.
Yeah, I'll bring it. I'll
sign it whenever.
Bring my book, like.
Well, thanks for the support, homie.
Good thing you know me, like.
We just. I'll bring it next.
You know,
should have brought the book today.
Like I'm always like, I'm not inaccessible.
No, I know.
Not yet.
Cause yeah. Nigga, listen. If anything happens, I'm gonna let y'all niggas know right now.
I'm gone.
Once I get my check,
yo,
we out.
Gone.
He said. Okay? God said we out.
I'm fucking. God said we out.
We out.
He said we.
We out.
We the, all out.
We at the airport
for
with
media.
Fucking gone.
I'm like Quell. Okay.
With both bags at the airport.
Did you get my ticket?
You lucky I ain't finagled a Fifth Ward Media logo on your book.
Nigga, I didn't get no.
Yo, all I'm saying, you could be out, but just when the movie comes out, I just want like one or two lines.
Well, when the movie comes out, I gotta have creative control, baby.
One or two lines.
What did we learn?
Would you prefer a book? I mean a book. Would you prefer a series?
A series,
or
100%.
Hell yeah.
But if the check big enough.
Listen, if it's a series, I just want to direct one episode.
Diabolical. Well, if it's a series, listen, creative control. You know what I'm saying? You don't give nothing away.
How about y'all read the
telling
book
you
first?
What you're gonna do? In fact, y'all nigga need to make sure the book is good. You might read it and be like, yo, this is a hawk of shit.
I'm gonna give you a review next like, next podcast.
Like
give
that
you
ass.
A review.
You might read it and be like, bro, don't ever make a TV show about this.
So you're going to read it in 2 weeks?
That's 2 weeks.
Bro, if you can't read this in 2 weeks. If you read a chapter a day.
Oh,
I never said I could.
I'm gonna do it before my.
And most of the chapters are 3 to 4 pages long.
331.
He said, "Nope, bro. Most of the chapters are only like 4 pages long."
Yeah, I get back to you in September.
Thing is crazy, bro.
What else y'all got, man? I ain't here come here to talk about my phone all day. What's up?
It's not toxic, but it's a funny. Everybody check out Instagram.
I don't want to talk about nothing serious.
Toxic podcast.
Only get out when I'm gone.
Instagram, check it now.
You just sent it
real quick. Yeah, I just sent.
I don't want to check it.
You're a piece of shit, and you're going to hell.
It's a lady. It's a lady.
Oh, jeez. She ain't got no legs.
She ain't got no legs.
Oh, God.
But cracking that.
She got
cracking
yams and top.
She can get it.
Cracking that.
Oh, my God.
What you doing?
You see that fast?
Cracking that.
God.
Is that real? Is that real?
Cracking that. They got I mean, there are people that don't have legs.
No. But you see that fast?
Guess what? I'm a treater. Like,
is that thigh and ass?
Equal opportunity.
Fast.
Thigh and ass.
Did y'all read what the comment says?
Thigh and ass.
At least she won't walk out of my life like the rest did. But she might be laid up with another.
At least she won't walk out of my life.
We gotta ask the question around the room. Are you if you were single,
yes.
Not smashing. Married.
Yes.
Dude, that's
I can't
crazy.
Even get
are you wifing it up, though?
How are you getting that around?
Oh, no, I don't know if I'm wifing.
I'm not wifing, but I'm smashing.
Hold on. Did he just, all right,
how
so
you get her around? Smashing and passing.
That means you got to be able to lift her at all
listen.
Times.
So I'll put you in game,
and
right?
Put her on the wheelchair.
There was a woman who is not doesn't have legs, but I was watching 90 Day Fiancé, right? And this dude was
dating
this.
You done double tapped like 4 times already.
I'm trying to find her Instagram.
Stop tapping it, yo.
I'm trying to find her Instagram.
This dude was dating this girl who was like a little person, right? But she had
how small?
She's very, very small. But she had like a lower leg disease, right? So her legs were like they were disfigured kinda a little bit. She didn't have regular size feet and she didn't have like regular size legs and she like walked with a hunch or whatever. Shit like that, right? And they go through all the shit in the show and they show you actually what it's like to have to like take care of her while you're being with her and shit. You know what I'm saying? This is what y'all doing.
Right. My bad, y'all bro. My bad. No, I'm listening.
No, y'all got it, nigga.
No.
Y'all niggas don't ever want to talk about nothing. Yo, y'all got it, yo. Yo. Toxic Ass Friends Podcast. Let these niggas take over, yo. 42 minutes in. Y'all niggas got that time, yo. Fuck y'all niggas. That's gang.
I'm going to hit it. I'm going to let y'all know right now.
No, I said the same thing. I'm going to hit it.
It's going to get kind of weird because at one point I want to just bring them legs back.
And you're just going to slide off?
I'm going to end up how am I supposed to hit it from the back?
You can still hit it from the back.
How, Sway?
Yeah. What you mean? She's even better to hit it from the back. She nubbed up.
I'm going to have to put her up on my dresser.
Nah. Having longer legs don't make it easier for you to hit it from the back.
He's going
to
reach for the leg and it's going to be a ghost leg.
Nah, with the nubs, it might be easier.
It'd be way easier with the nubs.
It's easier with the nubs.
That's mad easy. Y'all bugging.
But how does she stay planted?
What it's you mean?
Like, it's just like smaller.
You plant her. What the fuck?
It goes from like ass cheek to
what she still has. Like she doesn't.
Bro, you plant her. She what you mean? No how knees. She stay
what you
planted?
Mean you plant her
she
what?
Just laying on her belly, bro.
Get her to arch her back.
No,
nigga.
Oh, you mean just lay her flat?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
I need the whole.
Bro, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
This is the sacrifice you take.
Yes, the fuck I do.
Look, you just gonna let that happen? That's crazy.
What happens in missionary?
How are you supposed to prevent that?
That's the same thing.
No,
you just can't rap. Missionary because you're gonna. Slip
you can off. Do.
I'm gonna poke her in the eye,
bro. You can still. You can still do missionary. She just can't rap you. She can't hit you with the legs.
Or you can't hold them legs either because there ain't nothing to hold.
Pushing down on the thigh.
Just support the waist.
No, you grab the waist.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so y'all not throwing? Y'all.
Right. Yeah, I can grab the waist. Right.
So y'all not.
But
not,
I like grabbing.
Y'all not throwing penis.
No, but then what does the nubs look like? Are there scars on a nub?
Oh,
nah. She
turn the lights. Turn the lights off.
Oh my god.
Oh shit! No, it might have some callus because she got a nub around.
You have no idea what it is.
Yo, put socks on. What the fuck
you ask you, bro?
Those some big socks.
Some thigh highs.
Here we go.
Thigh highs.
Y'all all bad guys.
Some
you guys are all bad guys.
Put some jeggings.
But we're all in agreement that if we were single,
smashing.
You would. Yes. You would.
That's not even a question.
You would accept her the way she is.
That's a dumb question. I'm smashing.
I mean, I'm gonna hit it. I'll do it.
You wouldn't wife it up?
No.
I'll probably get a table.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain.
We're gonna get that close parking though.
I'll probably get the table with the wheels so I can roll it around.
That's what I was trying to
get a minivan.
Oh, Matt. Gabby, you are a piece of shit. That minivan is dope as fuck.
What? That shit decked out.
She got the steps that come out and
yep.
Why you need steps?
You know, and you don't pick a fight because you know her arms are strong.
What you need the steps for?
What you need?
For the people carrying her.
No, the steps, it's and it ramp. Turns into a ramp.
I think he meant to say ramp.
My bad.
You guys are bad people.
Wait, but it's... we got to check her page, yo.
I don't want to...
Nah,
I tried looking for
her. She's not a fucking gorilla.
I tried looking for her.
Fam, listen. I don't want to
walk on a handstand the whole time?
If she's walking with her hands, she ain't touching my
So she's doing a handstand the whole day.
Fam, I don't want to check her. I don't want to check her page. I don't want to check nothing.
Wait, so you would hit? You hit
100%.
Wes,
what happened?
Sorry. No.
And I'm doing.
Hell yeah.
And I'm doing more than y'all doing because y'all think you can't do certain stuff.
Yeah, but you
I'm doing way more than y'all do.
Yeah.
You just laying her down on her face.
I'm doing all that, all of it.
I like. I need.
If I'm
I don't know if I can wife it up. That's a lot of responsibility.
She ain't got no
She got better. She just planting them joints.
What
are
she
you planting on?
The whole thing. She
it bro. Goes from ass to
exactly.
The
so whatever it goes to, plant them shits.
Yeah,
but she gonna be sliding all over.
Bro, just lay her on her back and just fucking drill the shit out.
Nah.
Yeah, but then you can't hold. Backs, I like to hold on to the legs. You know.
Nah, I don't
the
like.
Legs not there.
Leg to hold I don't
like the legs are gone.
I don't like.
It's gone.
I don't like holding on to the legs.
All right. Let it go. You, hold, you let her legs
you
go.
Hold on to the legs, kind of dude. I don't like that. I'm not in.
I mean,
I like prosthetics on.
You don't suck.
Well,
toes
if you like doing everything, then you shouldn't have a preference, nigga. Damn.
You don't suck toes while you fucking.
No.
What toes? You got no toes.
Not hers. I'm just.
I don't
fuck
with no
feet, generalizing.
Nigga.
Suck a finger.
Nah, I suck a toe. While I'm
I don't fuck with feet.
I ain't gonna hold you.
I don't do feet.
I thought I didn't do feet.
I don't do feet. Period. I don't do feet at all. Nobody's feet. Don't matter who it is.
She don't care.
You do feet?
Of course you don't. She don't have feet.
That's hilarious. You do feet?
I like a foot.
That's weird. You do feet?
I wouldn't mind it.
I mean, weird. If your foot is out, it's got
Paul, you do feet?
I don't mind feet. No
weird. Yeah. Y'all are weird. You do feet?
Oh. I don't mind feet.
I'm not looking at
y'all are weird as fuck.
Why?
Why are we weird?
I don't do feet. Period.
Wait.
Doesn't matter who's feet.
You said your wife never wears sneakers.
She don't.
So she always wears heels.
Yeah. I don't like feet.
Her feet are out.
Yeah, but I don't like feet.
Doesn't have to touch it.
I'm not grabbing her feet or putting her feet in my mouth. I don't.
Nah, you're not sucking the toe?
We're not saying we're like fucking.
Nah, I don't do feet. No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, you know, okay. I mean, to each his own.
Depends on.
It doesn't make it weird.
I don't do feet, period. Yeah. Like, at all.
I'm trying to get to the foot fucking level.
What the hell?
Yeah,
nigga.
What's wrong with this nigga, yo?
He always does that.
Can't be flat footed, though.
She can be flat footed.
No.
She, be flat
she needs that curve.
Ray don't need the
curve. Who dick gonna fit in that flat foot?
Little dick nigga.
Little dick.
Little dick.
Little dick Ray.
Ray.
No.
Nubby nub Ray.
Hell no.
Not the nub. Yo. Not the nub. Here we go. Look.
Nah.
You can't even say nothing. Because then once you start talking, it's like, oh, look at this nigga talking shit about his dick. You can't even say nothing.
She can't be flat footed because then she can't foot fuck and she can't join the army.
Oh my.
What you say? Hold on. What did he say? Can't join the army.
Why?
Because, yeah, because you're flat footed.
Because you're flat footed.
Look at Ralph finding more excuses not to go back to the army.
Easy there, John Jay.
Hey, yo, I can't go back to where I'm flat footed.
You know the rules are
why?
Regs.
Why?
You know the rules are regs.
I can't go back to where I'm flat footed.
No, I really didn't know that. Flat footed people can't join the army?
No, they can't.
Stupid ass boots?
I didn't know that.
For flat footed.
Nah, yeah, you can't.
Oh, God. I can't go back to work. I'm flat footed. Can't work in the office. Sorry. Sorry.
If you flat footed, fuck you, yeah.
Nah, I'm about to be gainfully employed.
Let me check my
feet.
Am I flat footed?
I'm flat footed.
You got that? You got a flat foot?
Yeah, they say I'm
flat. Dang, give me. Yeah, like there's cancer. Damn, you got flat foot.
I'm gonna pray for you.
It might be like cancer.
How long you been with a flat foot?
You were retired, yeah.
Okay, Rayman.
I'm gonna pray for you, yo. I'm gonna pray for you.
Now you ain't you flat footed for real?
Yeah, I am.
Real talk?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So you take the soles out of your sneakers?
Nah. I just endure the pain. I wear New Balance a lot.
I'm flat footed.
Oh, because you don't have the arch?
You're not. You flat footed?
I am. That's why I can't wear Converses.
You see now? It's
or not. Vans.
Wait, aren't those flat?
Yeah, the flat.
You're supposed to wear them.
No, no.
You're supposed to have an arch.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to have an arch for those.
You have to have an arch.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait, what?
Okay, I just learned something today. If you're flat footed, you have to have the arch.
Yeah, Vans are very uncomfortable for flat footed people. Vans and Chucks.
But if you're flat footed, why would a flat shoe be uncomfortable?
That's what I'm saying.
Because you need an arch. You need the arch.
Really?
Yeah, but
I thought the arch was
no, but you're putting more pressure on it.
They don't have an arch.
No. Yeah.
Oh no, I'm learning. I don't know.
It's because you don't have the arch. You need the arch.
Yeah, you need the arch.
Okay.
Because your heels are
so flat-footed. People need arch shoes.
Exactly.
I did not know.
That's who it's meant for.
I did not know that. I learned something just now.
But every shoe is like an arch shoe.
That's what I thought.
Not Converse.
So
I'm thinking like
Converse.
But like, bro, honestly, if you coming outside and we live in New Jersey, bro. Like, don't come outside with some fucking Chucks on, bro. Like, it's not California.
Sis, so Vans are slightly more uncomfortable than Chucks only because now Converse was purchased by Nike. So now they use the technology that they use on their regular sneakers on Chucks. So now people that are flat-footed. Huh?
Did you know what you're talking about this, yeah?
On the inside, they do. Yeah, on the sole.
That do.
I don't know how they do it, but they use the same technology they use for their sneakers.
Start calling you Wikipedia, yeah.
No, I'm dead ass. Converse is owned by Nike.
Yo, hold up.
How y'all get from... Oh, no, forget it. I take it back. You got it from fucking...
Because of you, motherfucker.
Yeah, because foot fucking, nigga.
I caught myself.
You said you wanted to foot fuck something.
I'm getting to that level.
No, he wanted to flat.
I'm going
to
get...
Fuck someone.
Listen,
I'm gonna get that.
Yo, I dead ass just learned something, bro. I did not know that that was.
I thought that that would cause the.
Yeah, I thought that you needed a flat shoe. And that's why I thought y'all was so like annoying because like you can't buy any shoe. Now you got to buy like.
Now you can buy every shoe.
But now you can buy every shoe. Fuck y'all niggas. Y'all niggas ain't that special. Flat foot motherfuckers.
That's still ugly though.
It is what it is.
Nah, dead ass. So yeah, niggas ugly. Oh, gang.
What's next?
I ain't got nothing else, man. We 52 minutes in. Y'all acting crazy.
What you got? You got anything?
All my shit's visual. Like you
buy my book, nigga.
Buy that fucking
That's all I got.
Wes, what you
Yo,
got?
Yo, Johnny
That's
Depp.
That's all I got for the next
Johnny
month.
Johnny Depp?
All right, man. Listen, you going to let a bitch slap you? That's on you, gang.
Crazy as hell.
Shit out her
ass. Fuck the shit out.
No, she got on the stand this week.
Posing for the camera?
Yeah, she, you know.
While she was
She's pretty.
Crying.
She's pretty.
Pretty what?
Pretty.
Pretty. I mean, pretty toxic? Gorgeous.
More than pretty.
Hella toxic.
That bitch is gorgeous.
Did you guys see the rumor that supposedly did a snorted some coke?
People are bugging
at
out.
Court. On.
Oh, shit.
They
said she make believe she was wiping her nose. And like she fucking inhaled into the fucking and then I don't know. People are weird.
Listen,
sometimes
you need a little.
Yeah.
Listen,
she
sometimes
countered,
you need a counter
for 100.
Sometimes you need a bump in court.
But it's not looking too good for her.
I mean, it shouldn't look too good for her, but it's the justice system and we're men.
Facts.
So, you know how that works.
Oh, sis, your boy passed away. Well,
that's
not your boy.
That's not my boy. But that's kind of fucked up that everybody's like celebrating him dying.
Yo, women are fucking celebrating his death like
who?
Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels died.
He tried to even the field, and that's the. And
so you was even in the field because you don't like black women.
Kevin, who? Wait, what?
No, not that I don't like black women. He just tried to even the field.
Oh shit!
He tried to even the field in the sense of, you want the 6'2" guy, makes over $100,000 a year.
Oh, okay.
No, $100,000 is broke now. You didn't find out.
Well,
you didn't know that?
I'm broke.
I'm also
You need all these things, right? But yeah, you're bringing to the table one child, 40K a year, but you want 6'2".
He also said that you weigh 160.
Yeah, you weigh 160 and you're 5'3". You know what I'm saying? Like he's evening the playing field. Like, yo,
why? He's not doing anything anymore.
Yo,
how do you pass? R.I.P. to Kevin Samuels.
How do you pass?
Trying to even.
This is the best part.
They
got him.
The best part about Twitter is that he was always telling women, like, yo, you're coming to the table with one kid, you're 5'4", you weigh 160 pounds. And he's just say to women, like, yo, you're a whale. Like, you just call him, like, fat and shit. This nigga died of cardiac arrest.
Shit.
So now everybody's on Twitter like, yo, you was calling women fat and you died from high cholesterol.
While in the company of a white sex worker.
Let's go. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
wrong with that.
I'm not shaming that. It's just ironic because he was always advocating for black men to be with black women.
For sure. You know what happened. He was using
her. They planned it. They got him.
He was using her for her profession.
Yeah. Yeah,
they got him.
He was keeping her exactly where she needed to be.
Nope.
He was keeping her where she needed to be.
Go back to Wes's point. Go back to Wes's point. Go to Wes's point. Wes, make that point.
Who got her? Who got him?
You know who they are.
The government got him?
The Beehive.
He's not that. He's not that important. That
Bush?
His death.
You didn't even know who he was. He's not that important.
President Bush.
Yeah, you're disrespecting this man's lives. I think everybody's lives is important.
I also think that it's very.
I agree.
I think that it's very fucked up that they're celebrating his death. Like that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that is a little fucked up. Yeah, I mean,
a little fucked up. Man died, bro. He had family.
I mean,
he
did.
People that cared about him.
He did.
That's a little.
I mean, I don't know him.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know him either.
People
do die every day, but I mean, people's deaths also.
In the words of Cameron, people die every day.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna.
But people aren't celebrating their death.
Don't celebrate it,
yeah.
But don't.
I feel you.
I have no idea who this guy is. Though.
Yeah,
you probably like that guy.
Abby would actually love his shit.
Nah, cause
this guy's making a lot of
some
sense.
Some shit he be saying is funny. Like it'd be funny, but like it's kind of fucked
he
up.
Used to I'm gonna have to look him up.
It's fucked up though, but it's funny.
In their place.
Nah, cause some of the women
say it like that, bro. Like
some of the women
like that.
Yeah, you gotta
put them in their place.
You gotta relax.
You're gonna have you sleeping in the car.
Oh, where?
But nah, like some of them were bugging out. Not all of them, but some of them used to be bugging out. Like they used to be like, what? I live in the projects. I got two kids, and I need a man that's 6'2" and is an entrepreneur and lives in a mansion. And it's like, why the fuck would I be interested in you? That doesn't make no sense. Word. I understand that.
I get it.
I gotta pee. But like calling bitches fat and shit. Like,
yeah. Nah, if you disrespect the women, like.
But he's telling women to call in, and they're calling in to get this punishment. So again,
he had a show.
Yes, he had a YouTube page.
It's on YouTube. It's just fire too.
So like, that's also another part of it. He's inviting you to call in, and you know what you're gonna get, and you're calling in. So it's like I can't really like
feel bad.
Kill him for I can't kill him for that though.
That was the premise of his show.
It was the premise of the show.
Oh,
do bitches go on Maury and then later on go on Instagram, be like, oh, I hate the way they portrayed me. It's like, why the fuck did you go on Maury? Like, you have a choice at the end of the day. Don't ever forget. Nobody made you pick up the phone. No one never made you do that. No one put a gun to your head.
So who are the people that? Like there was other people outraged at what he was saying.
Well, it's mostly women, yeah.
But not the ones that were calling in. The ones that were calling in never had a.
Well, they were outraged with it too because he was saying it to them. But they were also calling in. Like it's like you're asking for punishment.
Yeah, exactly.
The premise of the show basically is he's putting everybody in their lane.
Right.
If you make this much, you should be bringing up this much.
Right.
Just because you're on this level. Doesn't mean you're on my level.
If you have that kind of mentality, you're a fucking.
But that's the thing.
But women have that mentality. Though.
He was always
guys
women,
don't.
Men, that shit.
He's like, he always had a
what someone's finances are
exactly.
The thing, like,
he always had that dumb mentality, which is what I didn't like.
Like,
but
if you look up if you're looking at numbers, like
exactly.
You're not
but what like, I agreed upon, what I agreed with him on loosely, not like 100%, was like. Don't tell me what I need to do if you live in the project.
That's right. What I was trying to
don't
get
don't tell me
that's
what I need to do at. And what I need to do to secure a woman.
Like you're too worried about
you,
me when
if
you need
you
to
live,
be focused on yourself.
I mean,
you live in the project.
Be ambitious.
For sure. Be ambitious, but...
Know your situation.
Right, but while being ambitious, don't look down on other people. Because basically, women are saying that because you're not 6'2",
yeah,
you're good.
Yeah.
You ain't shit.
She lives in the projects. You're not 6'2". You're not worthy of her.
You ain't shit, nigga.
That's wild. That don't make no sense. How many people are missing out on a person that would actually love them because they have that mindset. Life, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like usually even dumb shit like beards
and Instagram.
I like got a beard. I don't want to be with
and
you.
And Instagram did like that. Instagram did that because everyone looks like they have money.
It's the perception.
And you don't.
It's the perception that you're giving.
The actual possibility of making money fast is like a big thing.
It is.
Of course.
Women and men. There's
men especially. Don't get it twisted. It's men too.
Really fast. So if you can make money really fast and flaunt that money.
For sure.
Kind of like, that's what they see. That's what you're accustomed to.
That was his. That was basically.
No one's romanticized anymore.
Right.
Like, it's I guess for that.
It's a business transaction at this point. When you look at it that way. When you're just looking at the financials on either end. There's no romance.
I mean, but like.
What, as relationships?
How, like.
Transactional?
I couldn't even get into some shit. Like, I guess my shit is different. It doesn't matter. And I've been with my wife forever. So, like, we were both broke. So, like, it didn't matter. But she still had more money than me, even when we were both broke. Because she had a job and I didn't.
But she held you down.
But
she never judged you. She
but
never judged you.
But she never even thought that, like.
She didn't look at it like that.
She didn't think about it as, like,
because
I'm supporting
point.
A man. She was just like, my boyfriend can't eat. So, like, if I'm going to be a part of his life, I need to make sure he eats.
Facts.
Yeah. You gotta take care of each other.
The problem lies is when people are in those situations and someone becomes a manipulator.
Right.
Who That's knows. I'm not going to better myself out of this situation because I could always find somebody who will take care of me, whether it's men or women, because it happens in both ends.
That's true.
A man could just sit around and find the next girl that's going to take care of him because he has something to offer, either physically or physically. You get what I'm saying?
The Tinder swindler.
I want to let all.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to make it
about like sex, but like someone.
I want to let all those men know that y'all are goofy.
Yo, when you hear about women cheating, like legit, like when like married couples and shit break up, the first thing that's always brought up is I connected with somebody. When it's on the women's part,
right?
You know, like that person started talking because you neglect your partner and such, right? So. That's a big thing. Some people don't physically need to be attracted to somebody. They could just
have a conversation
and something sparks with them sentimentally. And I don't know what's worse. Is it worse to know that your partner or someone you're talking to did a physical action or an intimate action?
I don't know.
Well, that's both. A good question.
That intimate or physical is the same, maybe emotional.
Not really.
No, because you know,
nah, if you have a connection,
someone can go on a bachelor party, get fucked up, and do something stupid, something like get a fuck up, you know, like or someone could have a 1 year. Oh, that's my work husband, and then all of a sudden, happy hour turns into fucking something else. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I get you.
You get what I'm saying? Like, oh, you had an emotional connection versus a physical.
I think if you have like an emotional connection. Like it's like
because you think you could see yourself with that person.
Like you have this connection where it's like you feel something more. It's not just like you said a physical connection. Like you literally like yo like I feel something for this person.
Like I can hang out with this person all the time.
Like
I can
this, person makes me feel some type of way. You get what I'm saying? And then you have another person at home, and you're just like I feel fucked up because now I feel this way about this person. And then I have this person at home who I'm supposed to be with. You know what I mean? I think that's more than a physical attraction.
It's tough.
That's why people can find themselves in those situations. Like you hear about when like married couples or people that have been in long-term relationships and they go, I think we could work this out. Because you as a man, you go, no, she fucked up. I'm done. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's different the other way. Like she'll forgive a lot of shit that you do because it's two different brains, right? Because it's that back to that physically. Oh damn, that one night I fucked up versus I emotionally invested in somebody and made this shit a fucking.
It's more than just. Sure.
You know? I think it's way more than that. You telling a girl like you love her and like you want to be with her
or financially
kids with her or you're supporting her with money and shit like that. That's different. Because like then your partner's gonna look at you like. But you like you ain't doing none of that shit here.
Yeah.
Like you ain't told me you love me in weeks.
Word.
Right? But you texting it to somebody else every night.
Word. That's a problem.
Weird. No, but that's what I'm going. Like some people say, oh, we worked through that. We figured that out. Like,
but can you though?
But that's what I'm asking you guys.
Can.
The grown
depends,
men.
Depends on
I think
the
you
individual.
Can. I think it depends on
the
I think individual. You can.
Nah, because I feel like that's always gonna linger in the back of your mind.
It's always gonna linger.
Any little thing that happens after that. Going on
but
forward.
That goes with even
that
like
goes with
regular
everything.
Arguments too.
Yeah, that goes with everything. All that shit.
There's one day that your girl be like, yo, shut the fuck up, like nigga, what?
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's what happened to me.
That's what happened to you.
I get that.
That's what happened to you.
Yeah, that would stick.
If you don't talk it out,
eventually you
get over it.
It doesn't matter if you talk it out or not. You're never going to forget it.
But that's, I think that's different from...
You'll get over it.
That's different from... Yeah, you'll get over it because it's just like, it's whatever.
Just don't let that shit happen again.
But if you have another connection...
That's the last time.
My boy projecting.
If you have an...
Super projecting.
If you have another connection with somebody else, right? And it's a, you know, like a deep connection, right? And you fucked up. And then you try to work it out with your significant other. Oh, that's, you know what I'm saying?
That right there, it's deeper.
It's a long road.
That's deeper than just like this.
That's
thing
like
that
even
a
I don't even
months.
Think yeah. with me. I don't even think physical therapy could help me with that shit, bro.
It's a long
because
road.
It's always gonna be lingering in the back of your mind, bro. It's gonna be stuck there.
Oh, if you go under, does my partner really love me? Or
yeah. Any little thing that happens, like yo, I called you, you didn't hit me up. What happened? Where you at?
You think,
what you doing? So you like you're memory, always, so you're oh, always gonna come back.
No,
to
but
that
I think that those thoughts probably more with a quick physical thing, because then every action leads to if they fucked up that one quick moment, they could potentially be fucking.
I don't know. I think it could. Time. I think it could. I think it could go. I think it could work both ways.
Yeah,
honestly,
I think having a connection with somebody else, like a deep connection, because the physical is like, all right, one night, whatever. I fucked up. Person didn't mean shit. Like, I'm telling, you know what I mean? But if you have, like, this, like, you end up seeing the phone and they're having conversation. Not even about talking about, yo, come to the hotel, whatever. It's like
deep conversation.
Yo, like conversations.
Regular shit.
Just talking about, and you're like, the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
That's a deeper thing.
And then you want to try to, and she wants to try to work it out, and you give her the, like, all right, we're going to do this because you have a family or whatever the case may be. But then... any little thing that she does, it's gonna.
It'll trigger a memory.
And how are you supposed to?
But that's when therapy comes, and then you guys talk it out. You guys have your, like for instance, me and my girl. We have one day out of the week that is just me and her. We sit down and we talk about any transgressions, anything that happened throughout the week that we don't like it. But there's weeks nothing happens. But there's weeks shit does happen.
You only do that once a week?
We do it once a week.
Shit.
You think? Hold on, it should be more.
I do that shit every night, cuz.
Oh damn!
Sometimes those
I don't have a lot. Like, I don't have a lot to talk about.
You can't let that stuff go because it'll lead to like.
I don't have a lot to talk about every night, but every night is open mic. It's open mic night. Like she might just say some shit where like, yo, you came home and like, I don't like the way you said that. It's like, all right, well, I said this because that's why. No big deal. It's over. It's over.
Oh, so it doesn't turn into an argument.
So you guys,
it's
you
there
guys
and
have,
it's done in 2 seconds.
You guys have very open lines of communication.
100%. We do everything together after we get off to work. We do everything together specifically for that because there's this way there's no space for interpretation anywhere else.
That sounds healthy as fuck.
I'll put myself in these shoes, and I guess with Vega, but eventually because I'm pretty your daughter's a little too young, so she really can't read the room just yet. Cause she's how old is she again? She's one and change, right?
Yeah, one.
So she really can't.
She can't do anything.
Yeah, honestly. She really can't read the room. Like
she's a baby.
With Wes,
literally a baby.
Your kids can read the room. They understand the conversation. So with us, we do it once a week because either the kids are up.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing so much, so we're like, nah. This every Thursday night. This is the conversation that we have. Whatever happened between Monday and Wednesday, bring it out now.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember that, too. I don't have kids, so, you know.
Things like we don't have the option. Sometimes we're just
That's a whole different life.
Yeah, a whole different life.
My life is going to completely change.
That's why people could shoot you some bail, because at least you're scheduling it and you're doing it.
Right.
It'd be different if you weren't doing it at all.
Because then it just comes up.
And then,
then it all just pops up.
It all,
like, whatever.
And then you might say
I've had the worst arguments at like the worst times.
Oh my god, they always come. At the worst.
That shit comes.
They
up,
always
like,
come at the
you're
worst.
You're driving moments. To like Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, and you're driving like, to like a family party or some shit, and you just say something, and you don't even think it's nothing, and then it turns into a whole thing, so and now you gotta sit in a damn car ride all the time.
It's that trickle down effect.
That shit is miserable.
It comes, bro.
And that still happens to me.
We argued when we went to the book party. We was on fire. We shut up.
So don't think my method is perfect.
We went to the book
party.
Because
I'm still driving and have an argument in the car. And everything that we done talked about is like, bitch, we done talked about this already. Why are we talking about it again? It don't make no sense.
Or the ones that catch you off guard, bro. Like,
they all crack.
It's coming from.
And that's the beauty of it. What works for you, let's say what works for you and your wife, may not work for him, may not work for Polito and his wife.
Well, they got kids and shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different ball game. It's completely different.
Yeah, you definitely got to move differently with the kids.
Like I said, you get shot some bail because at least you're y'all making that effort. Even if it's scheduled.
Because you have to, because you don't want to come home to a place where you don't feel at home.
Yeah. You don't wanna, and you don't want to let that shit.
That's real talk right there.
Because you might end up saying something completely like
that's
out of turn.
Letting your emotions get the best of you.
Suck my cock, bitch, I murder your family. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Gob's still here. I forgot.
I've heard that one.
Oh, my God. Just get to that point where you're going to say something that you're going to regret. So at least you get shot that bail for... at least making that effort.
It's also different when your spouse doesn't leave the house.
Same here.
So, like,
I feel you.
You have to have that. Like, you got to realize. Like, I don't process it day to day. But like, sometimes I sit down and realize, like, oh shit, she hasn't left the house in 4 days.
All right, real quick. My question to you. I don't know if you guys go food shopping together. I don't know if you guys, when you run errands, do it together.
No, I don't do anything with my wife unless it's. Something that we...
Like an event?
Like, not an event, but like, we don't food shop together. We don't clothes shop together. We don't, she'll go to Home Goods by herself. I don't do none of that shit because
Save yourself.
I'm impatient.
I'm the same way. Okay.
So since
I'm about to get to
something. I'll hit you with this.
Does she know what you like as food-wise and shit? Like she...
Yeah, we order online.
We
bougie.
It's
free.
2022.
Bougie niggas, bro.
It's free.
Damn.
But no.
So, I like walking around and finding shit. Like, ooh, I haven't tried Pop-Tart in a year.
What happened was, we used to do all that stuff together all the time. We used to go to Home Goods and shit like that, blah, blah, blah. I'm impatient. I know what I want. So gotcha. I know what I want. I get in, I get out. Any extra moment spent in that store that I don't want to be.
It's aggravating.
I'm aggravated, which means I'm aggravating her. Which means now we're both aggravated, which means that no one's having a good time. And now we leave early, and she's like, I didn't even get to look at what I did. And I was like, bitch, we were in here for 38 minutes. How the fuck did you not see what you wanted to get?
So my biggest thing is, and I'm going to piggyback off of what you said before. My biggest thing is when we go, she works from home. So do I, probably 3 to 4 times out of the week. But I didn't realize that when we go to ShopRite, we go through every single aisle.
Oh, see, that's
you see
that's why I stopped going.
If she tells me, "Yo, get the salsa,
yeah,
get the cheese,
yeah,
get the tortilla,
yeah," I'm not going.
And I'm gonna go to
The salsa aisle, to the tortilla aisle,
done.
To the cheese aisle, and I'm leaving. Right, exactly. My wife does the same thing. Now, she makes a fucking list and goes through every aisle, and it's like, bitch, why the hell did you make a list if you gonna go through every aisle? That don't make no damn sense.
So, am I picky? Because once say I have to go to BJ's, and my wife makes a list. I need to be in the order that the aisle's in. Like, I hate going.
You wallet.
That's kind of wild.
Is it? Yeah. Nah, I hate going to get the detergent,
You make her color coordinate.
I look at the list, right? And then I see it. I'm like, all right, bet. I need to get detergent, right? And all that stuff. Boom, boom, boom.
I'll go with you and I'll spend all that day in there. And then, I don't want to get home and be like, yo, you forgot this. I'm like, nah, we was in
I
there.
Hate
you
that.
That's why I do that shit online.
You know what's crazy?
It we take, sit down. She's like, yo, patience. You need something?
I'm a very spontaneous shopper. I don't mind being in the supermarket hungry as fuck and just walking around.
Oh, I can't.
Because then you never know. I'm like, yo, you know what I hate? I hate going to the supermarket and spending mad money and then coming home and feel like you didn't get nothing.
That's what happens when she goes food shopping. She goes food shopping. She comes home and she's like, I didn't even get everything I wanted. Yo, you spent $250.
Facts.
The fuck you mean you didn't get everything you wanted?
Yeah, that's why I gotta go.
The worst part about it is that when
like, she'll online. Get shit for the house. Like,
that's why I order
like,
online.
I'm cooking this, I'm cooking that, I'm cooking this. I'm not like that. So we both need to be there.
So you like extra shit.
I like to walk down the fucking aisle.
He's a spontaneous.
Like, oh, tonight I might want to make a fucking paella. Let me get this fucking paella box.
You like to go and come across something and be like, you know what? I want to take this.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Plus, I like spending time.
I go on my iPad and click.
I'm like, cool. I want to go there, get whatever.
But what are you going to do? Like, what is so like.
But my thing
I can be doing.
You're going to go back home and just sit down.
Exactly. I could be doing anything.
So what I realized.
No, exactly.
I could be doing anything.
Exactly.
Anything is fine, but realistically, what are you going to do?
You're right.
That's why I brunch.
What I realized was that.
Like, go home and watch TV? I'd rather sit down and talk to my wife, spend a little time, even if it's walking down the thing.
Because
I'm going to make her laugh. We're going to do something.
Joke around.
You know?
Yeah, I go to brunch.
And that's what I noticed.
I do that.
And I realized she works 5 days, 4 to 5 days out of the week.
She's in the house.
From the house.
Yeah. This you got to get her out.
This is her free time.
Yeah,
this
that's her fun time.
Just, I'm looking at colors. I'm shopping around. This is her free time. This is her social life.
Oh, fuck that.
Going to
so
ShopRite.
Stuff like that, I'll do. Like, so I'm like, you she know wants what? To I just pick out
her,
stuff
I let
to paint
out.
The house.
I'm like, you know what, babe? Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
She want to build some shit. You know, she want to pick out some furniture that I got to build. I'm with you. We're going to go to the store. We're going to do all that. She want to pick out some plants. Whatever. I'm cool with all that. But, like, the decoration shit, like, you want to get a rug. You
yeah,
get
I can't
a fucking
do that.
Base.
I can't do that.
And it's like, yo.
Because my opinion
we're looking at nine. Yeah, my opinion is trash. You don't even want it. So, like,
I
you're
hate
making
it.
Me stand here and you're
I
asking.
When they ask you, you want this one or this
and
one?
And then they pick something else.
The other one, you're like, you don't want it.
They
what
pick
you
something else.
For?
I just want to know what you wanted, so I don't get
and God forbid you don't give the reaction that you're supposed to give.
Because then if they don't get it, they blame it on you. Exactly. Like, oh, I didn't get it because you didn't like that. And I'm like,
you ain't shit.
Bro, my girl got mad at me. She's still mad at me to this day because I didn't buy her, like, the Cinnabon swirl thing that Aldi's had. And they haven't had it since that day. And I hear the story every day we walk into Aldi's. I'm like, fuck.
Amazon.
Fuck y'all niggas.
I don't know the name of that shit.
Google it.
I can't go to Whole Foods. They don't got nothing with the name on it that I like.
Whole Foods expensive.
Yeah, I can't, that's why I can't do like Trader Joe's and none of that shit. I'm very brand
conscious. Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I'm brand conscious.
I'm just programmed.
Stop and Shop, baby.
Yo, Trader Joe's is a vibe.
I heard
don't sleep on Trader Joe's.
You can't eat Chromios.
They got.
Yeah, I can't.
I get it. They got. I get it.
Right. You're right.
I get it. You want to be your
avocado oil,
but I'm telling you, don't sleep on Trader Joe's.
I'm not gonna sleep on.
It's just mad. Like they package this shit mad.
I don't like it.
Not only that, bro. Like.
I don't like it.
You go and get a bottle of wine there.
Nah, you got to go to Costco.
You get a bottle of wine everywhere. There's a liquor store in every fucking
liquor store.
Yeah, but you can't get it at other supermarkets unless you go out of state.
Can't get that cheap shit.
You get cooking wine.
And Trader Joe's wine
cooking
ain't
wine,
bad.
What you mean? You
Trader Joe's wine is actually pretty good.
I don't know. I think I've just been programmed too long. That shit don't taste the same. Right.
You've been...
You live a certain type of life now. You don't got to do that no more.
I've made homemade moonshine.
I'd rather listen
with potatoes.
Listen, I'd rather you make homemade moonshine than drink cooking wine.
These chicks from Virginia bust some moonshine.
Nah, cooking wine is disgusting.
Cooking wine is nasty. You don't need
so nasty.
A little
that moonshine was different, bro.
No, that's crusty.
Yo, know your worth, King. Know your worth.
The moonshine in the mason jar.
You're worth way more than that, man.
Yo, moonshine in the mason jar is amazing.
Oh my!
All right, we gotta wrap this shit up.
No, bro, we got deep.
We did.
Oh,
finally.
Did.
We got deep.
It only took,
pause.
We got
it only,
deep.
It only took us pause. An hour and 16 minutes.
No, it took y'all 51 episodes.
Facts.
We got it. We got it. And I was like, oh, man, we're doing it.
Fucking West here. Next time, sit your ass over there.
Yeah, yo, yeah.
The fuck I do?
Fucking the pod, nigga.
Gone half of the episode.
Wow.
He was there for the
Ray
first
Ray didn't
half.
Even bring up his dick the whole episode.
Yeah. That was lit, yo. I appreciate that.
That's growth, Paul.
Yo.
That's growth.
You don't want that shit.
Fuck y'all niggas.
All right, yo.
Got a little weak.
Get the book, that, Action of Spare.
Y'all caught me gay on
that. Yo, go buy my book.
Buy his book.
Penis.
Go buy my fucking book.
Action of Spare. Let's go.
Episode 51.
Amazon,
thank you.
Barnes & Noble.
Click subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe on the podcast. Buy my book on Amazon. Do the thing.
Whoever did this.
I don't know who did this, but I gotta investigate. Now I gotta investigate.
It's a thing.
Whoever did that.
Whoever did that.
And hopefully these niggas will read this shit at some point.
Woo, baby.
We'll next time you get my review.
Somebody
we love y'all.
If you copy and paste onto Google Translate, it'll just play it back to you like an audiobook. I said, sir, you are a genius.
We are.
But you are not efficient with your time.
Facts.